So we are going to pick up today in chapter 5. We're going to read verses 8 through 14. We've already discussed verses 8, 9, and 10. So we'll discuss more about the second half of this little section. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Interesting passage as we continue to learn about what it means to be alive in Christ, to be raised and seated, to exchange our old way of life and to be renewed in the attitude of our mind, allowing the Holy Spirit to take over and guide us rather than being guided by our own fleshly desires. We're told again in this verse, you were once darkness. Now, this has been repeated. This theme has been repeated ever since chapter 2, where it talked about you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Paul really wants to make clear to us that what we were in our lives before Christ, we are no longer. We were once darkness, but now we're light and need to live as children of light and need to work to let our attitudes, our mind change so that more and more light can shine through us and bring the darkness in us to an end. It's a struggle. It's a constant struggle that we face as people to allow ourselves to be changed, to allow the attitudes that we have, the habits that we have, to be changed and to be altered and to become redeemed. And it doesn't happen magically. It happens because we apply our discipline. We apply the Word of God. We stay close to the Lord. We stay affirmed in what He wants. We have the support of our Christian family. And these are the things that help keep the light going and keep it making the changes in us we need it to make. I prayed recently for God to just illumine every area of my life where there's darkness. And it was a frightening prayer because when God answers those prayers, I know that there's a lot of self-assessment, there's a lot of change, there's a lot of renewal that I have to apply myself to. I have the support of the Holy Spirit. I have Christ on my bond so that I know my eternal security is sound, but this is the work that I apply myself to. Verse 11 tells us, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. So once areas of our life become illumined, we need to understand we're no longer to participate in those things that are dark. We're to make those changes. It says, let them be exposed, even call them out. For me, calling them out is sometimes confessing them before my friends and family. Sometimes it is simply making a quiet confession in my spirit, but it is calling out the truth so that I can address the things that need to change. And Paul encourages us by saying it's shameful to even mention those things. We know that they're shameful. We know they need to change. If we're involved in sexual darkness, if we're involved in affairs, if we're involved in anger and hatred and war, if we're involved in stealing, if we're involved in deceiving other people for our own benefit, all of these things and more, these are things where we need the light to overcome our darkness. And so we're called, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead. When my alarm goes off in the morning, I get out of bed. It's a habit I developed years and years ago. Karen, my wife, when the alarm goes off, she's ready to hit the snooze 2 or 3 times. Some of us pop out of bed, some of us linger. But when it comes to the work of Christ, we need to not linger when the alarm goes off. We need to address those issues. We need to use our discipline. We need to get out of bed and not hit the snooze. Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's join with the resurrection and be the redeemed children of light our Father expects us to be. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.